Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? People often ask me how to sign up to tell a story at Tell Us Something. Go to tellussomething.org to see the themes for 2017. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. A new page opens. Complete the form there, then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on December 13th, 2016 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. 8 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, The Unlikeliest of Places. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Gary Warchola and is titled 120 Years Later or New York, Slovakia. Thanks for listening.
I'm on a train. I'm looking out the window at snow-covered fields. I'm leaving the mountains of Austria. Now I'm entering the forests of Slovakia. The trees are covered in mistletoe. And I think, ever since my great-grandparents left this place, I am the first one in our family ever to come back. I asked my dad where our ancestors came from, but he said that his grandparents didn't like to talk about it back then. And of course, since two world wars, communism, capitalism, the Velvet Revolution, the borders had changed quite a bit. But that year, I had a lucky opportunity. I was working as a teaching assistant in Austria, and I thought, well, this would be my chance to visit the village where my great-grandparents came from. So after a little bit more digging, we found a letter that said where my great-grandfather had been baptized. So I thought I would visit. I also found a news article that said that there was an Andy Warhol museum in the area, and I thought that would be interesting too, because my last name is Warchola, and Andy Warhol's original last name was Warhola. So, of course, it's a sort of, you know, an Americanization, whatever, when they came in through immigration. So, finally, I'm traveling. It's New Year's Day. The train is late because there's snow. It's really, really, really cold, and I'm glad I wore long underwear. I get on a bus in Kosice, and I'm sitting in the bus, and I'm listening to everyone else talking. I look out on the highway, and I see a bunch of advertisements for cell phones or whatever in a language that I can't even understand, covering communist East Bloc housing and farm fields. And I think, my ancestors spoke this language for generations, and I have no idea what anyone is saying. When I finally get to the village, I look out, and I think, this place must look nothing like the place that my great-grandfather left behind. There's only communist block housing, there's a warehouse, there's houses that all look like they were built probably about 40 years ago or so. I get out, and I try to find some kind of tourist office or something. I see a sign for a tourist office, and a guy points me there, but it's closed. I keep going. I see a zoo with a picture of a tiger on a rusty old metal sign, but it's closed for the season too. I keep going to the edge of the town, and I see a lake that's frozen over. There are people ice skating on the lake. Next to the lake is a brand new building, a hotel. That's where I'm staying for the night. So I go over there, and there's a man behind the counter. I go up, I begin talking with him, and it turns out that he's a Turkish man who had lived in Austria for a few years, so it's actually easier for us both to speak German to each other, which is interesting because it's neither one of our native languages, and we are not in the country where it's spoken. So I go into the dining room with him, and I look out at the window, and I see the people ice skating. And I ask him, is there any way that maybe I could rent some ice skates? That looks like a lot of fun. He turns to the other people and they start talking for a bit. They turn back to me and they say, no. Okay. I go up to my room. The hotel is completely empty. And I feel a little bit like I'm in The Shining. So I decide to go wander around the town a little bit. I go outside, I pass some of the block housing. There's a little hill where kids are sledding down the hill and having fun. I keep going, I cross the river into Boksa, which is actually the village where my grandfather lived. But it looks like all of these houses are new too. Also, except for the church. The church was probably there during his time. The next day, I decide that I want to visit this Andy Warhol Museum. I try to find a bus. There's no buses that day. So I wait another day. The next day, I finally am able to catch a bus. I'm riding to Metsiliborje, and I miss the stop, of course. So I'm brought way over to the other edge of the town, and I walk back. I see an onion-domed Eastern Orthodox church. It's beautiful, right next to the museum, which seems a little bit out of place in this town. It's a bit of a pop art museum with Campbell's soup cans right in front of it, and no one in the parking lot. I go up to the front door, and it's closed. So I traveled all this way, and I don't get to see the museum. Well, I have to work tomorrow, so I guess I better go get a ticket back home. I go and I buy a train ticket, but the next train isn't leaving for about 3 hours, so I have some time to kill. I wander around the town, I go get a coffee, and I decide to take one last look at the museum. I see a guy walking towards the museum. It looks like he's going inside. It looks like he works there. I run up to him, and I try to ask him a question, and he says, he doesn't speak English. And I say, well, sprechen Sie Deutsch? No. Russian? Oh, no. Okay, all right. And I say, well, it's closed? And he nods, yes. I start to head back to the train station. But then I hear, hey! And he waves for me to come over. He opens the door, and he lets me in. So I pay the admission fee, and I head up the stairs. They turn on the light, and they start playing music. I look around. It's a pop art installation in eastern Slovakia, near the border of Poland and Ukraine. Suddenly, I'm no longer in eastern Slovakia. I'm in New York again, a place where I had used to live. I had moved to New York as an actor a couple years before that. Perhaps I wanted my own, 15 minutes of fame. And I think about it. This New York, Andy Warhol's New York, looks so small, different, but yet similar to the same place that I had lived. And I wondered, Andy Warhol's parents came from this place. What part of this place was still with him? And what part of this place is still with me? You know, we always like to say, white Americans, white European Americans, we always like to say, I'm Irish, I'm German, and I always said, I'm Slovak, but I've never really understood what that means. Eventually, I have to go. I leave the museum, and I get on the train. I'm riding out through the snow-covered fields, and I look out, and I remember being in my great-grandfather's village, standing in the snow-covered fields. I walk up behind the church and pass through the forests. I get to a field, and I ask myself, did my great-grandfather also stand in this place? Did he stand here the day before he left, maybe? I think about all the people who've ever had to leave their homes because of poverty or war, something that's still happening today. And I imagine my grandfather thinking, looking out on this place. He too would travel around the world, but he would never see this place ever again. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Warchola has lived in New York and taught English in Austria. Montana keeps calling him back home. Gary studies education and has worked as an actor, lifeguard, teaching assistant, at a Renaissance fair, and played a murderer on a crime reenactment show. He would like to thank his parents for teaching him the joy of stories and adventure. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, The Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, The Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, The Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. TheWilma.com. CabinetParts.com. The number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at great prices needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company, which includes The Trail 103.3, Missoula's Quality Rock, and a part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and who know their music. Jack FM, playing what they want. U 104.5 FM, finally a radio station for you. UFM keeps every listener happy with upbeat and fun top 40 favorites. And ESPN 102.9, KKVU HD4, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom modern or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. And you can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive, results-driven web design and are a proud supporter of the arts, hosting First Fridays every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. Thanks to Cash for Drunkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForDrunkersMusic.com. If you are interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's MARC@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcast. Thank you most of all to all of our storytellers, Geraldine Carter, Gary Warchola, Ann Karp, Greg Reagan, Paula Short, Charles Abe Abramson, Gary Delp, and Jeff Sutton.